Hi everyone, and welcome to N3 Perform Radio, episode 6. It's been a long time coming since the last episode where I spoke to John Beaton, FIFA referee, which was super interesting, by the way, so head on over and have a listen if you haven't already, once you've listened to this, obviously. So today is going to be quite a quick one, short and sweet. I got the idea for today's episode because the other day I was having a consultation with a client and she said something that actually I've heard many clients say on a consultation call, which was, right, this time, really, this is it, I'm going to lose the weight. I asked her how many times she has tried before and she said, I mean, altogether, she hadn't really counted how many times she tried before, so I went through it with her. And it turns out she tried about 8 times that she can remember in the last 3 years to try and lose weight. And all of them she can remember because they're all different types of diets, by the way, fad diets. What I said to her was, okay, so you're saying, right, this time really this is it. I said, have you said this before? And she said, yeah. So this made me realize that this is something that's on a loop. Like, she's on a loop right now. And many, many people that come to me are in this loop. And what I see myself is I'm the person trying to get them out of this loop. So the, right, this time this is it. Going for it. Starting the diet. Day 1, day 2, day 3, day 4. Everything's good. Day 5, day 6. And then fall off the bandwagon. 3 weeks later, right, this time this is it. Day 1, day 2, day 3. Oh, fall off the bandwagon. Oh, a week break. Okay, this time this is it. Day 1, day 2, day 3, and so on. You get the point. So what I've done is I've put together 3 main reasons that you're doing this. 3 main reasons why you're not moving forward and you find yourself back at square one and back at start of this loop. I mean, obviously, I've been speaking to hundreds of clients and everyone's unique and amazing in their own way, but essentially the root cause of this constant, right, this is it, delaying, procrastinating, it boils down to 3 main points. So number 1, confidence. You have little to no confidence left. Now, confidence is so important. If you're lacking in confidence with what you're doing, it's going to be very difficult for you to physically make the right actions to meet the needs of your goal. If you've tried several times and you're going in and out of fad diets, obviously a lot of these diets don't work because they're not sustainable. They maybe last 3-4 days and then you drop off because you're absolutely starving or you're eating the same thing or you're relying on supplements and you're broke. So what I would suggest to you is have a look at exactly what you're doing to get your confidence back. A lot of these people who are going in and out of these diets, they have done it so many times that even when they say, right, this time, this is it, they don't even believe it themselves. So you're not even believing when you say, this time, this is it. You don't even believe it. I mean, if you don't believe it, then what are the chances that you're going to be able to make the right changes to get you to your goal? So unfortunately, because it's taken several attempts and you've fallen back on and off, it's made you lose confidence in your goal. So it's time to get your confidence back up. And the first thing is, first of all, to tell yourself it doesn't matter how many times you failed previously. I mean, I say fail, I don't really like the word fail, but I mean, it could mean that you'd lost weight and then you put it on. Did it mean that you failed? I mean, if you lost weight the first time round? But what I like to think is that true success is when you can keep it off long term. So you need to learn a long term strategy and not keep resorting to the short fixes. So just be confident in yourself that just because you've tried 300 times before, 301 could be your lucky number. Don't look at your previous results. If you look at your previous journeys, you're going to get your previous results. Okay, look ahead and start something new. Do something that you haven't done before. And no, I don't mean trying a different type of diet. I mean, look at just doing things in a way that is sustainable. Instead of trying to change everything at once, try and change things gradually. Don't look at trying to do things in a quick fix, but essentially, you need to be confident with the plan that you're doing. And confidence comes from when you can actually set a plan, goal set, and make it sustainable. Make it work for you. There are so many techniques to obviously improve your confidence in your goals. A lot of that is related to imagery and visualization that I like to use with clients. I'll be speaking about that in another episode, not today. So, number one, you have little to no confidence. Number two, there was never a plan in the first place. I can't tell you the amount of times I've spoke to clients on the phone and then they've said to me that they just don't have time. They don't have time, they've never had time, and that's the most difficult part of this whole process. Now, I can totally appreciate that. However, whenever I ask, well, what have you done to try and combat that? There's never a strategy, there's never a plan. It's always, oh, well, what I do is I say to myself, right, okay, the night before, I'm going to set my alarm clock half an hour earlier and I'm going to get all of it, all my breakfast done, and I'm going to sort my lunch out for that day and X, Y, and Z. So then afterwards, I can, you know, sort my children out and sort my husband out and whatever your commitments are. And then I say, okay, so are you a morning person? Well, no, but that's the only time I get. Well, if you're not a morning person and you're getting up half an hour earlier than you already need to, so you're giving yourself half an hour more stress and work, then is that realistic for someone who's not a morning person? I guess not. So how many times have you actually got out of bed at 6 a.m. to do what you're saying? Once. Okay, so you did it once. So then maybe getting up at 6 a.m. is not for you. It's just like, yeah, I don't think it is. So what can we do to combat this? So what I did was, along with her, we came up with a strategy that she can follow, she can implement, that if she can't do a certain thing, she has a backup plan. That's a proper strategy, that she's working around her lifestyle and she's not getting owned by it. Okay, obviously it's great to food prep for the week, but if you don't have time to food prep for the entire week, don't be hard on yourself. You're not like a fitness Instagram star, like you don't have all the time in the world to, you know, at your disposal. Just use what you can. If you can only food prep for 3 days, do that. The next few days after that, think about your options. What's around you? Where can you go and get lunch that fits around your meal plan? There's so many options out there for you. You just need to be able to sit down and make a proper plan. And no, that's not just writing a quick little to-do list before you go to bed. It's a proper strategy. So number two, there was never a plan in the first place. Number three, you're relying on support and validation from others. Now, getting support and validation from others is so extremely important. However, what happens is there's people that are closest to us, our friends and our family, and if they're not providing that support, a lot of people I find, they're discouraged from achieving their goals. Now, I find this totally heartbreaking because the amount of clients that I've spoken to who haven't achieved their goals for several years, and the main reason that comes up is, oh, well, my husband eats different food than me, or my children don't like this food. That should not affect you. That should not affect your goals. Your happiness is what's keeping that house going. If you're unhappy, then it's going to be reflecting in the household, surely. If you're not achieving the goals that you set yourself, then this is a big deal. This is huge, and we need to see it for what it is. So if you have a goal, what I would recommend is sitting down your family, those closest to you who are actually sharing the household with you, who will see you prepping and who need to be understanding, I would speak to them, say to them, look, this is my goal. This is how important it is to me. Let them see how important it is to you. They might turn around and say things that you don't want them to say. They might turn around and do things that you don't want them to do. However, we can't control what people do or say. Although we want them to be supportive, what happens is when you're trying to make this something such a big change, like your lifestyle, you find that those people that are around you, they feel intimidated because it highlights their own insecurities, their own weight loss goals. It puts a spotlight on their health and they're not quite ready for that yet. So be the inspiration, be the inspiring one, influence others and make a decision that this is your goal and your goal only, but try and make an effort also to inspire others around you. Obviously, if you don't have that support network at home, join a group. There's so many Facebook groups with people who are posting their foods, posting their routines, and it's like-minded people that is a great influence on yourself when you're going through such a journey. At N3 Perform, we have the N3 Perform community group, so you're welcome to come and join into that and start dialogue with people who are also on the same page as you, because I know it would be great to have our friends and family cheering us on like little cheerleaders the entire time, but it doesn't quite work out like that, unfortunately. So don't be discouraged. If you don't have that support from your friends and family, look elsewhere. And don't get upset if they don't support and encourage you. They will come round in time when they see how seriously you're taking it. Obviously, this is quite a common area that our mindset coaches have to deal with. And a strategy, like a proper strategy, needs to be in place. So in the future, we'll be talking more in depth about how to deal with specific issues such as food preparation around your children and that kind of thing. But essentially, I'm going to finish off on this note. Essentially, the food that you're eating, don't go on a cabbage soup diet or a carrot diet, or don't rely on supplements and products. The food that you're eating is wholesome food, nutritious food, full of lots of vegetables, that are full of antioxidants. You're going to feel amazing, and so is everyone around you as well. You don't need to be on a diet to be eating vegetables and eating salads. That's just ridiculous. I don't know how we've got into this state. Or reach out to me for help. My email address is isla@n3perform.com. Give me an email if any of this resonates with you. And if there's anything that you feel you want to ask or you feel that I've missed, then just fire me a message. So just to go over a recap, the three main reasons you're in that emotional diet loop. So you have little to no confidence in your abilities or to make that change. Number two, there was never a plan in the first place. And number three, you're relying on support and validation from others to make that change. So I hope that was helpful. Until next time, speak to you very soon. Bye-bye.